In the House of Representatives last night, Republicans chose new chairmen for nearly every committee. It may have been the biggest shakeup in Congress since Republicans took control 6 years ago. The big turnover was mostly the result of term limits imposed on committee chairs as part of the Republicans' so-called contract with America. Competition for the coveted post was fierce, and not all were pleased with the outcome. NPR's David Wellner reports from Capitol Hill.
Like so many cardinals gathering in secret to choose the next pope, members of a GOP steering committee met behind closed doors all day yesterday, trying to decide on a roster of more than a dozen new committee chairmen. And after hours of delays, House Speaker Dennis Hastert finally emerged to say who those committee chairmen will be.
Agriculture, Larry Combest of Texas. Appropriations, Bill Young from Florida.
These chairmen will be the first ones to steer President-elect Bush's political agenda into the lawmaking process, replace nine other chairmen who were forced out by term limits, and another four who retired. In a departure from previous custom, in which seniority was paramount, each of the new chairmen had to make his case for why he should have the job before a panel of Republican peers. Speaker Hastert acknowledged there's not one woman among the new chairs, a fact he said was a point of deliberation. But he defended the changes brought about by the Republicans' term limits reform.
This is the first time, in my understanding of this Congress, that we've opened up chairmanships, that we've opened up the process, that we've let people compete. And I think it's a good thing for this Congress. And if there is a reform that certainly stimulates ideas and understanding and good legislation, it's the reform that we put in place 6 years ago, and this is a result today.
But term limits remain controversial, especially among the chairmen who had to give up their posts. Henry Hyde of Illinois asked for a waiver so he could stay on as chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. But instead, he was given a new chairmanship as head of the International Relations Panel. Still, Hyde seemed bitter last night about the reform so heartily endorsed by Speaker Hastert.
No, I do not like term limits. I think they're dumb, counterproductive, unhelpful, undemocratic. If I could think of another negative word, I would.
Hyde isn't the only member with ruffled feathers. Bud Schuster of Pennsylvania, who lost his chairmanship of the Transportation Committee due to term limits, announced yesterday he was quitting Congress at the end of this month. Phil Crane of Illinois, who's the most senior Republican in the House, issued a statement saying how disappointed he was not to have been named head of the mighty Ways and Means Committee. The job went instead to Bill Thomas of California, who's known for his thorough grasp of health care-related matters. Last night, Thomas wasn't saying when his tax writing committee might take up President Bush's proposed across-the-board tax cut, but he did see much of Bush's agenda within the reach of his committee.
The scope of the legislative responsibility of Ways and Means looks a lot like a President-elect Bush speech, dealing with fundamental support programs like Medicare, taxes, Social Security, and it's going to be a very difficult job.
Another high-profile chair, that of the Commerce Committee, went to Louisiana's Billy Tozan, a former Democrat who was a top fundraiser last year for House reelection campaigns. And the Banking Committee, which has been renamed the Financial Services Committee, went to another big fundraiser, Michael Oxley of Ohio. But no chairmanship went to Marge Rockema, a moderate from New Jersey who had the most seniority on the Banking Committee. She says the new competition for chairmanships heavily favors those who raise a lot of money for fellow members.
It also has fed personal power plays that have created a lot of friction, if not actual civil war. And it's going to be a great challenge for all of us to pull back the hard feelings here and work as a Republican team. And we're going to have to do that. But it'll take some time to pull us all together again.
Democrats, meanwhile, say Republicans continue to wield far too much power in committees for a party whose majority in the House is paper thin. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.